What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back today with another episode about agents. This week, we'll have to call it the Agent Avalanche or something. Today, we're going to be talking about new agent capabilities and functionalities that are coming to Microsoft's Copilot Studio. These new set of capabilities that were announced will allow you to build autonomous agents within your Copilot environment. The article here from Microsoft.com goes on to say that within their business applications, they now have 2.1 million users engaging monthly with Copilot. So the AI adoption that we have talked about a lot on this show is well underway in the case of many Microsoft using businesses. They list a few of those businesses that have taken part in some of the early pilot programs, companies like McKinsey & Company, Pets at Home, Thomson Reuters, and Clifford Chance are some that they mention by name here, although they do say there are more. And they emphasize how these companies are transitioning into quote-unquote AI-first companies. And these are companies, as they define them, that leverage human capital, so human talent, co-pilot AI, and agents to be more productive and improve company performance. They also give us a little bit of a definition as to what co-pilot is and what agents are. Copilot is, as they say, your personal private assistant that works solely for you, enhancing your capabilities. And agents are experts, And agents are expert systems that operate autonomously on behalf of a process or company. And Microsoft has a vision of every employee having a copilot and being supported by many agents. Specifically, they say agents that the users have created for themselves and their own processes. The next section of the article goes through some examples of agents in the real world, primarily at the companies that were mentioned earlier in the article. For instance, organizations like Pets at Home have created autonomous agents for specific business workflows in Copilot Studio. Apparently, they've created an agent for their profit protection team to look for and curate cases that are appropriate for human review, where money could be saved within the organization. At McKinsey & Company, an agent was created to speed up client onboarding processes. And according to the article, the pilot showed that lead time could be reduced by 90% and administrative work reduced by 30%. This agent, again, according to the article, has automated processes like identifying the right capabilities and appropriately staffing a team, and acts as a single source of information for colleagues at the company to ask questions or follow-up questions. Definitely check out the link in the show notes. They have a little quote from each company or an employee at each company as to how AI has helped them uniquely in their processes. Lastly, at Thomson Reuters, the company has built an agentic solution that performs legal due diligence. Obviously, this is very important for a legal firm and a very impactful area of their business. So having an agent that is highly capable and highly knowledgeable, able to do this due diligence for the lawyers at Thomson Reuters, has apparently led to much, much faster client deals being closed. And according to early research, several tasks in the due diligence workflow could be cut by up to 50%. Not only will you be able to create your own agents within the Copilot Studio, but Microsoft is introducing 10 new autonomous agents out of the box for you to use in their CRM tool, Microsoft Dynamics 365. So if you use Dynamics, this next bit is definitely for you. These agents could, these agents include sales qualification agent, a sales order agent, a supplier communications agent, financial reconciliation and account reconciliation agents, time and expense, customer intent, customer knowledge management, three separate agents there. They have a case management agent, a scheduling operation agent, just a ton of different tasks and roles covered here. And I'll link to that article about these 10 different types of agents so you can do a deeper dive into what they are each capable of and what they are designed to do. So we have these agents and we have the ability to create agents now within Copilot Studio. But what are these agents actually capable of doing within our Microsoft tools? And how do you direct them or instruct them in your building to perform the actions that you want? And that's what this next part of the article covers, the new capabilities that you can assign or endow, basically, these agents with. One is called autonomous triggers, where agents can automatically respond to signals across your business. They can initiate tasks and be configured to react to events or triggers without human input that instead originate from various tools and systems and databases, as they say in their article. They can be scheduled as well, these triggers to run. These triggers can also be scheduled to run hourly, daily, weekly, or monthly. And they have a little video snippet here showing how this works, and it looks really powerful. It shows them creating a supply chain multi-agent and adding a series of different triggers to trigger an activity or task for the agent to take. You can also employ or implement dynamic agent plans. And this reads, each business process can have different paths since agents create dynamic plans on the fly to handle and complete tasks. Users can view the underlying logic for each of the agent's paths, which includes key details, steps, and systems involved. So this is going to provide insight into why the agent chose a particular method, a decision process, and here. So you're going to get insight into why the agent chooses a particular method, the decision process that it went through, the context of its decision making, along with detailed steps, including variables and outputs for debugging. So if I'm understanding this correctly, you can dynamically control different logical decisions and logic trees, essentially, for your agent, or they can create them themselves. And the agent is going to be able to decide dynamically which path to take, and you will get some insight into the reasoning behind that decision. Lastly, they tell us that it is the OpenAI O1 series of intelligence or model that's powering this Copilot Studio agent experience. And as we know, these are the models optimized for advanced reasoning tasks, enhancing the ability to solve complex problems, as they say here in the article. And of course, it wouldn't be an announcement about enterprise agents if they didn't have a section about security and data privacy and data protection. And they definitely cover some of that in this article as well, saying that organizations are going to be equipped with quote-unquote enterprise data protection. Agents will have guardrails and controls that are established by the maker or the creator of the agent. And you can also oversee what they call the lifecycle management of an agent. And all of these features are designed with the intent to allow you to lock down and secure the data and potential intellectual property that these agents have access to. So it sounds like they will be previewing these autonomous agents at the Microsoft Ignite 2024 event. So definitely keep your eyes out for that. And we will certainly do so here at the AI Marketing Navigator as well. And they close off the article stating or asking, basically prompting us all to become an AI first company, saying that everyone can become an AI first company with autonomous agents. So I would imagine that the avalanche of agents, as we're calling it, is going to continue in the coming months for sure, as the leading companies and the state of the art models duke it out over who has the most powerful or natural agentic experience. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.